early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for.
Ow!
What's the matter with you?
Curly Norris brought me home last night from VFW dance on his new motorcycle. Jiggled my kidneys right down into my socks. I could use some more sleep, too. I didn't get home till 3.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I told Curly that thing was too noisy.
Oh, I slept through the motorcycle. What woke me was his heavy breathing at the door. Wasn't that party supposed to be over at 12?
The dancing part was. That motorcycle Curly is more evil than Knievel. Now, who can that be? It's not even 7 o'clock yet.
Probably somebody's in a hurry to get poisoned.
Hey, it's Tommy.
Hi, Flo.
Hi, honey.
Mom, I'm in real trouble.
What's the matter?
I forgot to tell you about the church rummage sale. It starts this morning. All us kids promised to bring something for it.
Well, honey, the stores don't open for another 2 hours. Why didn't you say something last night?
I was watching Charlie's Angels. And looking at all those foxy chicks, the last thing on my mind was church.
Listen, Tiger, you keep watching that show, you go stunt, you grow.
It's like a garage sale. Yeah. You can bring anything. People bring their old junk.
Okay, okay. You run along and I'll think of something.
Thanks.
Okay.
See you, Flo.
Bye. I wish I'd known that before we left home. I could have donated the shorty nightgowns I took on my 3 honeymoons. They're in great condition. Never been used.
I'm supposed to take your nightgowns to church? Adam and Eve wore more than that. I wish there was something around here I could take. Something that wouldn't be missed.
Why don't you give them the diner? Hey, how about that old cup up there? I bet somebody'd buy that to plant flowers in.
Boy, it's got enough dirt on it to grow anything.
It ought to. I think that thing was here before mail was here.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think it would be missed?
Only by the cockroach that lives in it.
Oh, good.
Here you go.
Okay, thanks. Oh, it's lovely up here. This is disgusting. I gotta dust it.
Dust it? Hell, you better sandblast it. Ooh, look at it. All banged in, dirty and dusty. Did you ever see anything in worse shape?
Yeah, Mel's meatloaf. It's gonna take me hours to clean this.
Honey, why don't you just leave it like it is and maybe we can pass it off as an expensive antique?
Early ugly. Oh, I'm a mess here.
Well, listen, you get cleaned up, and I'll run that thing down to the church for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's awful nice.
No problem. Be back in a minute.
Okay, thanks, babe.
Vera, hold the door for me.
Oh, sure.
I meant open!
Oh. Well, you never said to hold it open.
I'd expect me to get in if the door is closed.
Don't you have a key?
Where'd this ladder come from?
It wasn't there last night when I locked up.
Can't understand where it came from. It doesn't have legs.
Oh, yes, it does. That's what they call those side pieces.
The Vera, go hang your hat and coat. And if you can manage it also yourself.
Morning, Mel. Vera here?
Well, never know.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, honey. How are you? Good morning, Travis.
Hi, Alice.
You look awful.
I'm whacked out of my skull. I've been driving all night. Brought my buddy there back from Utah.
Oh, hello.
Pleased to meet you.
Thanks.
Yeah, he just got out of jail yesterday.
Oh. Is he dangerous?
Larry? No. Petty larceny rap. Poor guy still doesn't know how to be on his own yet, you know? Come ahead, Larry. He's still a little punchy, you know, from the long drive, too. Seats! Of course, he'll be all right after he has a little breakfast.
At Mel's? He'll think he's back in prison.
Oh, hi, Vera.
Hi.
Wow.
Wow, hey, you sure are a lot of woman. You sure got a lot of everything, don't you?
No. Just mustard and ketchup.
Can we have a couple of coffees, Vera?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Still don't understand what this letter is doing here. Oh, no. It's gone. It's gone. My silver cup, it's gone. That's what this letter is doing here. Somebody broke in the middle of the night and stole it.
No, Mel, no, you got it all wrong.
What do you mean all wrong? It's gone, isn't it? Oh, the survivor's cup. My Navy buddies entrusted me with that priceless treasure.
That old piece of junk?
Junk? Junk? Alice, you're talking about American history. That magnificent cup saved the lives of 6 American sailors, and I was one of them.
How can a cup save your life?
It's simple, simple. The 6 of us were drinking beer out of that cup, and we got zonked. We failed to get back to the ship. Those dummies aboard the ship accidentally torpedoed the officer's mess. Since we weren't there, we didn't get in any trouble. So every 5 years, we'd have a reunion and drink beer out of that cup.
I think you better cancel the next reunion.
Can't cancel it, Wacko. It's this Saturday night. Oh, well, whoever took it is going to pay for it. I want blood.
Oh.
Call the sheriff.
Hey, Mel, before you do that, let me tell you I'm not...
Later with this, Alice. Yeah, there's been a robbery here.
Oh, say hello to a friend of mine, Flo, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi,
Flo.
Listen, he just got out of stir.
Travis, later for Larry. We'll talk to him during visiting hours. We got a big problem. Watch out.
Flo, did you hear? Some fink ripped off my cup. My precious Navy cup. Mm-mm. But if I ever catch him, he can consider himself dead.
Did you hear that? Alice, I don't think you better tell him that you took it. You know he's crazy and he'll kill you. I think that before you say anything, we better see if we can get that tin can back.
I just thought if I told him rationally...
No, Alice, didn't you hear it was a Navy trophy? You know how Mel is about the Navy. You remember what he did to that guy at the laundry for shrinking his sailor hat?
Oh, I'll call the church. They couldn't have sold it. Nobody in their right mind would buy that piece of junk.
Will you stop that?
It's a habit. I can't stand fingerprints. Hey, Travis, let's get out of this place.
Well, don't you want to eat?
Yeah, but with my record, I'll be back on bread and water.
Well, they sold it. She's going to try and find out who bought it. I got to go tell Mel the truth.
Now, listen, honey, at least wait until you hear from the church again.
Flo, I got to tell him.
Follow me. I'll show you.
Oh, will you leave me alone, Banana? Just because you look like Columbo doesn't mean you're a detective.
It has to be an inside job. There were no signs of a break-in.
Yeah. Next thing you're going to tell me, you can describe the rat.
From the height of the ladder and the height of the shelf, the burglar would be about this tall.
Will you knock off that baloney? Get your banana self back to work.
And get yourself back to work. Would you step this way, please? Thanks a lot, Vera. You sure picked a swell time to start getting smart. That does it. I was right in the first place. I'm going to tell him the whole truth and forget the whole thing and have done with it.
What's going on?
You see, Vera, Alice took Mel's cup.
You did? Shh.
How wonderful. I was right.
So listen, no more games, huh?
How long have you been a crook, Alice?
I didn't steal it, Vera.
That's what they all say.
Vera, I gave it to the church.
With a story like that, I hope you have a good lawyer.
Oh, why me? 5 of my Navy buddies are flying in from all over the country just to have a drink out of that sacred cup, and I blow it. It's all my fault.
It's not your fault. Will you listen to me?
Oh, I owed it to the guys. I should have put it on the lock and key. I should have put it in the vault, not out in the open where any slob can just take it.
Mel, about the slob,
I'm going to suffer for the rest of my life because of this.
Well, I got to tell him.
Well, if you got to tell him, you got to. But at least go into the office and make one last call to the church.
It's okay. You're always allowed one phone call.
That meathead sure to fire her. And of all of us, Alice is one that needs her paycheck the most. Mel?
What?
I took your stupid tin cup.
You? My dumb tin cup?
Yeah, it was an accident.
sorry.
You're sorry? You're sorry? You loot and you pillage and then you tell me you're sorry. You're not sorry, Flo. You're fired.
Well, I took your silver cup. And it was an accident, and I can't get it back, and I'm sorry, and I'm fired.
What's going on here?
And what's more, I was right. I told you it was an inside job.
Mel, I have something to tell you.
Alice, look.
I've made up my mind. Mel, I know you're going to blow your top, but I took your cup. I can see that you're angry, so I'll say it for you. I'm fired.
Alice, you're the greatest.
Did you hear what I said? Is this going to stand in the way of my getting unemployment insurance?
I want to thank all you girls for what you're doing. You're all willing to lie just to make me feel better.
Oh, Alice, I'm so glad you're not the crook.
But when I find that crook, it's going to be...
Hello, Mel Steiner. Who's calling? Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're terrific.
Hey, Alice, that was a church. They got Mel's cup back.
Oh, okay. I'll go over and get it, and I'll give it back to Mel.
Listen, sugar, I think maybe we better slip that thing back when Mel's not here.
Why would I want to do that?
That's where... You wait right here and let me make sure the coast is clear.
Hello? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I slept here. The banana convinced me that the criminal always comes back to the scene of the crime.
You slept here?
Yeah, and I'm going to continue to sleep here until I catch him. The way I figured, he came here for money, but something interrupted him. He's going to come back, and I'm going to be waiting.
Hi, Mel.
Hello, Alice. Listen, heat up some coffee. I'm going to heat up the grill.
Sure.
What'd you do with the cup?
Put it in your car.
He's sleeping here.
What, are you kidding me? He's here at night. He's here in the daytime. How are we going to get that dumb cup back up there?
Don't be nervous. Hi-ho.
Hi-ho. Oh, hi. I think I got it. We gotta get Mel out of here tonight. If you and me are with Mel and the cup gets put back, we have an alibi.
But if you're and me with Mel, who's gonna put the cup back?
Hot fingers.
That could work. Sugar, you're a genius.
It's gotta work. You talk to Mel, I'll talk to him.
Gotcha.
Hi, fellas.
Hey.
Travis, Larry, you're up early.
It's a habit.
6 o'clock this morning, he's got his mattress folded back and wanted me to frisk him.
Like I said, old habits is tough to break.
Look at that. Great roomy, though. My house is spotless.
Do you do windows?
Only the ones I crawl through. But not anymore. I'm going straight.
Yeah. Oh, he means it. Oh, he's a great guy.
Listen, Larry, what are you doing tonight?
Hey, what you got in mind? I'm free.
Hey, I'm talking to Larry. Do you mind?
Alice, you're flirting with fire. He's been behind bars for 5 years.
Travis, I need him desperately.
I gotta go see the chaplain.
Could you be at my house at 8 o'clock tonight? What do you say?
Yeah.
Need to relax. Why don't we all go dancing tonight? Tangerine will take your mind off your troubles.
Flo, I know what you're doing. Who's Tangerine?
Tangerine La Bamba.
Tangerine La what?
La Bamba. The Brazilian bombshell. She's dying to meet you.
How did she hear about me?
Well, I was over at the coconut room the other night and I got to talking to her and I just told her all about you.
She still wants to meet me?
Yeah. I told her that you were rugged, virile, and sexy.
Well, that describes me pretty good. But still, I think I better...
Mel, she does this dance with three white doves.
They hold up her clothes?
They are her clothes.
A dancer, huh?
You know, I've always been interested in culture. But still, I think I better...
38-22-36.
38-22. You're absolutely right, Flo. That crook is never going to come back.
Hiya, Larry.
Hi.
Come on in.
Oh, this is nice.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Here's a little present for you. I made it this afternoon.
Oh, Larry, that's very nice of you. Thank you. A license plate.
With your name on it, see? I got good at that where I was.
It's very lovely. But I don't have a car.
You want one?
Sit down. Hi, Larry.
Oh, hello, Flo. I didn't know she was going to be here.
Yeah, we got a job for you to do. And we'll pay you. Hmm?
Pay me? Boy, things sure have changed since I've been away.
No, Larry, I don't think you understand the assignment.
Oh, yes, I do. I haven't been away that long.
Alice, maybe I better start.
Oh, wait a minute, girls. Don't you think we ought to have a drink first, get to know each other?
Larry, we didn't invite you here for a day.
We want you to do a job for us. You know, work, real work.
Oh, well, work is work as long as it's honest. What is it?
We want you to break into a place.
I always loved work. Will you run that by me again?
Murder, Larry. We want you to break into a place.
Oh, because I just got out of the joint. I ain't going to do anything illegal.
Larry, it's perfectly legal.
Breaking into the joint, stealing something is legal?
We don't want you to take anything out. We want you to put something in.
What are you dames trying to do? Revolutionize the business?
Larry, what we want you to do...
Girls, it don't work that way. Let me explain stealing to you. One takes out. One doesn't put in. It's very difficult to make a living your way.
Larry, we want you to break into Mel's place, see?
Mel's, isn't that where you work?
Good boy. Now, we want you to take that cup and put it up on a
shelf. Wasn't the cup stolen from Mel's?
Yeah, but it was all a big mix-up, see? Now, there's a note inside here which explains everything. Just leave a lot of Jimmy marks on the door, okay?
Well, why don't you just give it back?
Because we want Mel to think that a burglar returned it. It's a little game we play.
You get it? But you gotta be out of there by 11.
I don't know. Breaking in is...
Oh, Larry, it's perfectly honest, and we're gonna pay you $5.
Yeah, but breaking in, I don't...
Ten.
Now you're talking honesty. I hope nothing goes wrong.
Nothing's gonna go wrong. It's gonna be as easy as rolling out of bed.
Alice, you'll never believe how many times I rolled out of bed and right into the arms of the law.
It's okay. You can do it. I know you can do it. Just go right in there. You gotta be out by 11.
You broad slay me. All day long you knock my food, and all of a sudden you want to come here for dessert.
Well, we had a yen for ice cream. Oh, it's not there. Larry must have put it someplace else.
Oh, boy, what a night. Flo, thought you told me Tangerine La Bamba wanted to meet me.
Not during her act, Mel.
He didn't want any part of me, that dumb dame and her doves.
Well, who can blame her? You putting birdseed on our table.
You ruined her act.
Just want to make sure her birds were fed. Who's in there? I asked you first.
Vera.
Bernard, is that you?
I am so glad it's you. Well, it's a wrap on the cup caper.
Oh, my. Mel, you got your cup back.
Hi, Vera, wherever did you find it?
Oh, the banana found my cup.
Yeah, the banana did better than that.
What are you talking about?
I told you they always return to the scene of the crime. I had the joint staked out. I was all alone. Suddenly, I hear a noise in the back. I know it's not me because I'm in the front. I was so scared. Look at my goosebumps. It's the most figure I ever had.
I'm beginning to get a few goosebumps of my own.
Vera, what are you trying to say?
I can't believe it. I got my cup back.
Let's go out and celebrate. Come on, maybe Tangerine can get back to La Bamba.
Wait! I nabbed him in the act. I snuck up behind him, and I let him have it with this.
Did you frisk him?
Oh, no, Mel, I couldn't. I just met him.
Okay, I'm calling the cops.
No, wait. I think that we should have him talk first.
Alice is right. First we sweat out the confession, and then we call the bulls. All right, talk.
Why don't you try taking the gag out of his mouth first?
Oh, good idea.
Hold it. I'll handle this.
What kind of a double-crossing?
He sounds innocent to me.
Listen, how do we know he's a crook? He could be a customer.
Sneaking in the back door in the middle of the night?
Not everybody wants it known they eat here.
Oh, look, there's a note in here. Dear sir, I'm returning your cup. My conscience won't let me keep it. I took it to help my four starving children, but I now realize it was wrong. Oh, no.
I don't like it. It sounds like a trick to me.
Mira, please, give the man a chance. Is this true, sir?
It's the truth, sir. I did it for my 5 starving children.
5?
Oh, 4. They keep coming so fast, I can't keep track of them, sir.
Look, Mel, he brought it back. He's sorry. He has a family. Let's let him go.
Well.
Here's $5 for a fresh start, and we'll forget the whole thing.
I hope you've learned your lesson that crime does not pay.
Obviously. Here's the whole story, sir.
Here's another 5.
Oh, bless you. Bless you, one and all. My 4 kids, thank you.
5.
I keep forgetting the baby. She's so tiny, that undernourished little body, so desperately in need of food.
You bring her in, I'll feed her.
Forget it. I wouldn't let my baby get poisoned here.
Oh, I got my cup back.
Hey, that crook! I just remembered where I was.
Bum, 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 bum.